Living on Earth needs your support to be heard each week. Kindly give what you can today by using the donate link to the left of this page. Thanks.
13 years ago, the negotiators of the Kyoto Climate Accord decided there should be some way for rich countries to pay for clean, low-carbon development in poor countries. The CDM, or Clean Development Mechanism, was born. Now, the World Bank helps polluters in wealthy countries purchase things like clean furnaces in Vietnam and pollution control equipment in Brazil. The CDM also pays people in poor countries to plant and protect forests. Reporter Beth Hoffman visited the first place in Africa to qualify for tree money, southwestern Uganda, and found mixed results.
Alanzio Gakibayo's black socks droop in his worn leather shoes, and his teeth are few and far between. Dressed up for a visitor in a sweater vest and black slacks, he and his colleagues laugh at the idea that he, an old man, just recently planted trees.
I'm 75 years of age. I planted them to get money.
But you won't be able to cut them down.
No, I won't be able to cut them down. Because I am too old to do it. I'm too old. I'm still hoping to get money from carbon.
Until now, these friends say, there was no reason for a 75-year-old man to plant a tree here. But now they will be paid just for planting trees and taking care of them.
Even my children, even my grandchildren would also get money. Yeah, that's why I planted them.
Gakibayo is a member of the Rojo Environmental Conservation and Protection Association, the first group in Africa to be promised money for storing carbon in trees.
So RUCPA,
the Conservation and Protection Association, really started around 2003.
Jerome Basigwa chairs the group and explains how it started. In 2003, he says, the weather in the area suddenly changed when the government cut down much of the nearby Central Forest Reserve for timber. The rain stopped, and the banana groves and corn stalks died.
And soon after it had been harvested.
As soon as it was harvested, we realized there was a change in the weather. Just even ordinary people would tell you that the problems we were experiencing were because our forest there had been harvested.
So members of this community decided to plant trees on their own land.
The driving force was people wishing to manage their own environment.
Soon, Uganda's National Forest Authority took notice.
They were seeing people planting and said, these people are interested.
They were seeing people planting and said, these people are interested. If we really give them some technical knowledge and some guidelines, maybe they could do better.
So forest officials decided to include the community in their plans to get international money for planting trees. With funding from the World Bank, they're now planting 5,000 acres. Of this, they gave the community 150 acres to use free, along with seedlings to plant.
We were given land.
We were given land to plant.
The community is responsible for costly weeding, thinning, and fire protection. And now they wait, not so patiently, for the carbon credit money to someday come rolling in.
Recently, we had an accountant from the World Bank.
To this end, we had an accountant from the World Bank, and he promised as soon as possible money will begin flowing in.
About a 20-minute drive from Rojo on rutted, muddy roads brings you to a small, crooked sign buried deep in weeds that says RECPA Carbon Project Area, funded by World Bank. Beside it stand straight rows of young pine trees, like a Christmas tree farm. Below in the lowlands is young eucalyptus, a tree native to Australia. Both trees require a lot of water. So much water, in fact, that many eucalyptus were cut down in neighboring Kenya recently because of the drought. But these trees were not selected for their environmental friendliness. They were chosen because they grow fast and straight. They make good timber.
This crop you see on the left.
This crop on the left was planted in March and April 2006.
That's Lemmy Kasimbaz, a Ugandan forest supervisor. He refers to the trees as a crop.
The rotation age here is 20.
The rotation age here is 20 years. If you don't harvest them, they can get spoiled.
It turns out this is a tree plantation. As long as the trees stand for 20 years before they're clear cut, the World Bank and United Nations allow the carbon they accumulate to be bought and sold by investors. World Bank officials would not speak on tape, but they explain that growing trees for timber will help improve degraded grasslands here, and people will also stop cutting down native trees elsewhere. At the Community Forestry Department at Makerere University, Mukadase Bunyeza says the project is short-sighted.
Finally, the forest will be harvested, and that carbon that has been stored will have to be released at one time. So clearly, it is a way we are postponing a problem.
In a village a few miles away, young Tiboru Ame Johnson says he used to graze cows on government land in these hills.
Before we grazed on this land and grew crops, it was open and free for us to use, and we could make money.
But there's no place to grow bananas and corn among the trees in the new project, because the pine and eucalyptus are closely spaced to maximize carbon absorption. The lands are now off limits to the community.
The carbon forest has changed our lives. Now we are forced to look for money elsewhere. We've even sold a lot of our cows and goats because there is nowhere to graze them. We're not so happy about this forest project.
That area, if you lock up such a big area under forestry, that means you have deprived the community using this area for arable farming. Therefore, their food security is at stake, is not secure.
While growing trees might be a step in the right direction, this first tree carbon project in Africa appears to raise many questions. The neighboring community is deprived of cropland, which means less food. The tree species chosen require a lot of water in a region where rains are now unpredictable, and they'll be cut down and their carbon released in 20 years. But for now, back in Rojo, Alanzio Gakibayo says the trees have made a positive difference.
Now I'm benefiting from the forest. I enjoy the rainfall, which falls down. Formerly, we did not get enough rainfall, but now we are getting it in plenty. So I'm enjoying my planting of trees. I'm enjoying it.
For Living on Earth, I'm Beth Hoffman in southwestern Uganda.